How's it going, guys? Past level question, pharmacology, step one. 59-year-old man, one day history, fever, chills. History of liver transplant for alcoholic cirrhosis. Implication is that he's immunocompromised. He's going to be on immunosuppressant agents. Blood culture show Aspergillus, Caspofungin prescribed. Illustration of fungal cell is shown. They want to know the location of the mechanism of action. So let's just hop through. Choice A, correct answer. The cell wall is the location which caspofungin, mycofungin, which are echinocandins, act, okay? If you've been following my content, gone through my YouTube clips, you'll know I've made content on this, yes, okay? It's about what's high yield, because I would say caspofungin is the highest yield antifungal on USMLE in terms of what's the mechanism of action. They love this MOA question for caspofungin, all right? It's pass level. So they can give you the same question here, and rather than showing you an illustration of fungal cell, the answer can just be beta-glucan carbohydrate synthesis or beta-1,3-glucan carbohydrate synthesis or just carbohydrate synthesis, okay? So, or just cell wall. Now, you don't have to worry about use cases for caspofungin, clearly invasive aspergillosis or candidemia, but they're not going to assess use cases. It's just going to be mechanism of action. Let's just hop through the other answers here. Choice B, cell membrane wrong fucking answer, refer to nystatin and amphotericin B. Now, in contrast to caspofungin, where they don't give a fuck about use cases, amphotericin B, they want you to know, is the hard-hitting antifungal used for disseminated infections as well as CNS infections, Cryptococcus neoformans. They are not going to list it alongside caspofungin and force you to choose in terms of which is used for disseminated infections, okay? I'm just telling you that caspofungin, they ask the MOA, and then amphotericin B, they want you to know that that's the hard-hitting agent that's preferred usually for disseminated and CNS infections, okay? So amphotericin B pokes holes in the ergosterol membrane, same as nystatin, okay? Ergosterol is the fungal equivalent of cholesterol. So nystatin can be used as mouthwash for oropharyngeal candidiasis, can be used topically for vulvovaginal candidiasis. Let's just hop to the others. Choice C would refer to azoles, wrong fucking answer. So inhibits 14-demethylase, conversion of lanosterol to ergosterol. And azoles, oral fluconazole, standard agent used for a lot of things, such as simple fungal pneumonia, can be used for candida esophagitis. Don't confuse that with oropharyngeal candidiasis, so oral thrush, which I just said was nystatin mouthwash, but candida esophagitis, odynophagia in an immunocompromised patient, it's painful swallowing, that's going to be oral fluconazole. They usually loves topical azoles, so clotrimazole, myconazole, for things like tinea corporis, ringworm, tinea cruris, jock itch, tinea pedis, athlete's foot, okay? Also, ketoconazole shampoo can be used for seborrheic dermatitis, that's dandruff. Itraconazole can be used for Sporothrix schenkii. Let's just hop through the others. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. That's going to be terbinafine. Now, terbinafine can also be used for tinea pedis as well, okay? But USMLE is not going to force you to choose. People get very pedantic. They're not going to list terbinafine and clotrimazole at the same time, okay? It's going to be one or the other. But I'm just letting you know, you say, well, when would we use terbinafine? It's used topically for tinea pedis, and it can be used orally for onychomycosis, which is nail bed fungal infections. And you need to know that both terbinafine and azoles can cause mild elevations in liver function tests, okay? So looking at the other answer choices, E, F, G, and H refer to nothing, okay? So in terms of antifungal agents and USMLE, it's not going to be anything. Choice I, wrong fucking answer. This is going to be griseofulvin. So griseofulvin's microtubule inhibitor. You say, well, I didn't know that these are supposed to refer to microtubules. Don't know what to fucking tell you, okay? So griseofulvin is used orally for tinea capitis. All right, so that's a circular area of scaling alopecia in a kid generally, and they want avoidance of sharing of hats. Don't confuse that with seborrheic dermatitis, which I mentioned before. That's azole or selenium shampoo. That's going to be more weeping papules in the hairline or just itchy scalp dandruff, okay? But griseofulvin, microtubule inhibitor, also tangentially should be aware of other microtubule inhibitors, vincristine, vinblastine, bendazoles, okay, not azoles, bendazoles, the anti-helminths like mebendazole, also colchicine and paclitaxel, docetaxel, the latter two, the taxanes are going to hyperstabilize microtubules, whereas all the others are going to prevent the formation of microtubules. Choice I, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.